Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today's wisdom moment is from Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 14 through 19. It reads, Do not set foot on the path of the wicked, which is the wickedness. You can think of the word sin. Do not set your foot on the path of sin, of wickedness, or walk in the way of evildoers. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it. Go on your way, for they cannot rest until they do evil. They are robbed of sleep till they make someone stumble. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path of righteousness is like the morning sun, shining even brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. Man, it's a powerful proverb. And in the proverb, when you think about it, the first thing that he's talking about here is that there are two pathways. There's two ways to go in our life, a way that we actually make a choice in which way we're going to go. And everything in your life is a choice. No matter what people tell, they're choosing to do that. And you need to know that, because somebody may have told you that you're not actually choosing, making these choices in your life. They've convinced you. There's like so many paradigms right now where people are telling people that it's not your fault. You know, somebody else chose your destiny for you. It's just endless. I just can't go into all the depths of that. But the truth is, there's two paths, the way to go in our life. And he talks about them. One is the path of darkness. One is the path of life. One is the path of wickedness. And one is the path of righteousness. And the word wickedness is so removed from our personal lexicons that what he's saying is the path of sin, you know, choosing the path of sin. And so when we choose the path of sin, we're not choosing the path of righteousness. Mm-hmm. And so there's two different paths. And those who walk on the path of sin or the path of wickedness, they are driven to do evil. It's amazing. It's like their driving force is just to do evil. They don't even get sleep. They lose sleep over the fact until they've actually done some sin. They got to sin before they can rest at night. You know what I'm saying? They got to be evil, hateful, do something, whatever. But just, they're just driven by that. They spend endless hours giving up sleep and rest till they make someone else stumble. Mm. He talks about that. And they find release once they see someone else suffering in their life, somebody else, you know, not making it. And their meal is consistent of the bread of sin, the bread of wickedness, and they drink the wine of violence. And it's amazing to me is how many people, the media content that people take in, they're just eating all this wickedness and choices of media. And it's just like, and they go through dry heaves. They can't even get, make it through the day without seeing something wicked, you know, or violence. It's like, how can you watch this man punch this other man's face in and be okay with that? How in the world is a Christian, when God says, I hate violence, how can you drink that violence and even wear a shirt bragging that you watch this man's face beat in and you call it a sport? Or you call it street fighting, or whatever you call it from. It's that sin nature when somebody says, draw blood, and they drink violence. It's a wine of violence. And it's amazing he's talking about it right here. And he says, those who take the path of righteousness, it's different in their life. They grow more progressively, brighter and brighter. When they first start out, it's like the morning sun. You think about it, peeking over the horizon. It's just like a glimpse of light. But as they maintain their walk on the path of righteousness and discipleship with Jesus Christ, their light becomes brighter and brighter till all of a sudden they're like the noonday sun. And so it's like, wow, so many people compare themselves because they're progressively getting brighter and brighter in their life. They go, man, look how bright that guy's life is. Look how bright her life is. And it's like, no, the path of righteousness will cause your life to become more and more bright, which means basically less of us and more of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Will be taking place in our life. And those who take the path of sin and wickedness, their way is deep darkness. It's a deep, dark thing to choose sin. It's a deep, dark thing. And think about dark rooms when you can't even see your hand in front of your face. That's what it's like when you change and you think about it. It's kind of just that kind of darkness, because this deep darkness, they fall, they trip, they crash, they burn, relationships crash, work crashes, personal life in general is just tripping and falling. But if you can't see your hand in front of your face in a dark room, you're not going to be able to see why you're doing what you're doing. Hmm. And that's why it's so important. If you can't see what you're doing, you need to have somebody in your life that helps you, you know, see what's actually going on. Mm-hmm. And but they don't have a clue, he says. They don't have a clue why they're stumbling. And because they don't understand this is their choice to do this, they'll spend the rest of their life trying to blame other folks for why their tragedies are happening in their relationship, why their tragedies are happening in their workplace, why their tragedies are happening. But he said they don't really know, because they're just in a dark place because they chose to walk down a dark path. And a dark society, think about it, it gets more tragic experiences, and it becomes more blind the longer it stays on the dark path. But they don't understand that they're the reason why it's getting that way. They don't understand this is the reason why you're having such tragedy in your life. And he says in John chapter 1, verse 5, he says, the light shines in darkness, but the darkness comprehends it not. You're not going to be able to comprehend the goodness of God and the light and the land of what's happening in your way out and how to get on the path of righteousness. Mm-hmm. You can't have one foot on the path of righteousness and one foot on the path of wickedness. Oh. Your choice was wickedness.
That's right.
And sad to say, a lot of people have made that choice.
Don't be fooled.
Yeah, and 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, so they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So you can't, when you choose to go a dark way, when you choose to go the way that God plainly says, don't go in that way, you're choosing to be blinded. Mm-hmm. And it's your mind blinded, not your eyes being blinded, which is so important. And so he says very specifically in five different ways, he says about this dark, wicked path, he says, don't set your foot on it. Don't walk in the way of those who do, which means don't make friends and walk along with those that are walking in wicked ways. Avoid it. Do not travel on it and turn from it. Hmm. I would say there's something very specific about there. And there are two paths and two choices, individual choices that we have to determine that we're going to walk on. One is, if we choose to walk on the path of righteousness, our lives will become ever brighter. We'll have less pitfalls and traps, and God will protect us. And if we choose the path of wickedness and sin, then it will become increasingly dark. Our ability to discern what is right and wrong will just go, it'd be impossible eventually. And we'll stumble in all of our ways that we're living our life. Today's Wisdom Moments, Proverbs 4:14-19. Do not set your foot on the path of wickedness, or walk in the way of evildoers. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it. Go on your way, for they cannot rest until they do evil. They are robbed of sleep till they make someone stumble. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path of the righteous is like a morning sun shining ever brighter till the light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. John, and that's just powerful when you think about that.
It is, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, there's a big lie that people tend to believe that says that, you know, I can have one foot in darkness and one foot in light and think that everything's okay. You're not a compartmentalized person. You know, you are who you are. Mm-hmm. So you can't spend half the time walking in darkness and half the time walking in what you perceive to be as the light. You're in darkness. You're in darkness. And what happens is that when you're in darkness, you don't know what you're doing. I mean, you're not fully aware of it. You know that you're doing something, but you don't know the ramifications. You don't know what's pulling the string. You don't. There's a lot of things that are unknown to you. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. You need to come into the light fully. God's word sheds a light on us. It's a light to our path. And when we abide and spend time with the Lord, right, He reveals things to us. And we need to help those that don't know God yet by the word. Listen, they're blinded. But when we share the light that's in us, they can begin to see. And in that moment of light and revelation, God begins to work with them. And so, right, I believe that everybody wants to come into the light. We just have to share our light.
And if you haven't yet gone and heard the segment, The Children of the Light, you need to hear it. God spoke to me very specifically. You got to choose which one you're going to be a part of. Children of the night, of darkness, or children of the light. The path of righteousness, the path of life, or the path of darkness. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network. which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi. Over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.